Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Because we're lucky enough to be heading into the rooms of the Bulldogs at the Adelaide Oval, where Zane Cordy's been good enough to join us. Zane, Tom King, Ben Casanilia, and Brendan McCartney joining you from the K-Rock Hub. Congratulations on the win this afternoon. You keep your fate in your hands. You just have to beat the Dockers, as simple as it sounds, in round 18 to play finals, but at least it's in your hands to be able to do that.
Yeah, exactly right. Afternoon, boys. It's definitely in our hands, and Dockers have been playing quite well the last few weeks, so it's going to be a bit of a challenge, but we're lucky to get the chocolate today and we're moving forward to next week.
Absolutely. Down back, you're starting to settle a little group between yourself, Alex Keith, and Ryan Gardner as the three talls down there. And I suspect Ryan coming into the sides helping you with your footy and playing the role you want to play.
Well, yeah, it sort of moves me sort of into that third tall position, so I can sort of play a little bit higher up the ground. And it also allows me just to fly for more marks and get up the ground and get more positions. So it's been really good, a little trail of us, and hopefully we can build on it.
Have you rated your year, Zane? Is it fair to say that it's probably taken a bit to get going?
Yeah, I'd say it wasn't too great. And it's probably why I sort of outside. And we'll work play that in. And then, unfortunately, a little pick. A couple of weeks. And now I'm sort of just trying to find consistency again and be what I usually am, that competitive person.
Zane, you might need to just do the bus stop and take three steps to the left there. It was a little bit of a fuzzy sort of line there. You don't want fuzziness in your line. That's never good. What was your message at half-time from the coach? I mean, I know you won't say it, but you really sort of toyed with the Hawks in the second term and you had a big margin at half-time. And to their credit, they came out and took it up to you in the second half. Was the message at half-time just to keep doing what you're doing and make sure you're doing the little things right?
Exactly. I think the message was just keep doing the team first things. And we knew they were going to come. They're Hawthorn. They've been a good side all over for numerous years. So we knew they were going to come out. And unfortunately, they got on top of us. But yeah, the messaging was just team first principles.
Now, we ask this question of everybody who comes on K-Rock Footy. How are you going with your hair? Who's your resident barber? And have you been able to go and see someone to get it done?
Our resident barber is actually Toby McLean. We're currently staying at the Royal Pines Resort, so he's been doing quite well with the haircuts. The boys are quite happy with him.
Geez, he's got a he's got a rough sort of scone. Hopefully he's all right after today. It didn't look great, that tackle with Segler.
We don't know the verdict yet. He'll get scans, but hopefully he's back for finals. I can't see him playing next week, but yeah, we don't really know what's happened yet.
Well, fingers crossed for that. Zane, we're talking to you for Geelong Marine World. Here's Brendan McCartney.
Hey, Zane. How are you, mate?
Brendan, how are you doing?
Going well, thanks. Hey, can you talk us through Caleb Daniel and what it's like to play with him out there? He's a unique player and unique in his size and the position he plays. Can you take us through that? What's like being out there with him?
Well, the great thing about playing with Caleb is he can just put the ball anywhere. He's both in great sides. Great on both sides of his body. His agility is elite, and he's one of the better runners I've seen, just in terms of offensively and defensively. So he's one of the best teammates I've ever played with, and it's a pleasure to watch him sometimes.
And Bonty, as in his new role, how's he tracking, and what are his characteristics? What do you see in him as distinct from when he was a player and now as captain?
Well, I think the great thing about Bonty is he just leads by example. You see it on the ground. He throws his body at the ball. And what he's probably developed this year is a bit of speed out of the stoppage. He looks like he's a bit more explosive. And he's getting through that stoppage and been able to deliver it inside 50. So, but in terms of leader, he's been super this year. And he just keeps building each week.
Thanks, mate. Well done. You're forging a terrific career. Very proud of you.
Yeah, Zane. I did the quick text message to a couple of relatives to get them on K-Rock to have a listen. And said, look, we're going to have Zane on post game. Have you got any message for the family? I don't know who's tuned in. I don't know which side, whether it's the Cordy or Bennett side. But anything you'd like to say to them if you haven't spoken to them lately?
I think my message is keep safe, and keep looking after each other. I know it's a pretty tough time for everyone down in Victoria. And I especially am a bit worried about everyone down there. But, yeah, hopefully we can stick it out and get through this very strange time. And then, yeah, and hopefully everyone I can come home soon and then see everyone, give a big hug.
Yeah, absolutely. Mate, you're doing very well. The Dogs are doing well as well. You look like you're going to play finals. I know you've got to get over the Dockers next week, but looking forward to that clash and seeing the Dogs as part of finals action again in 2020. Really appreciate you giving us some of your time, and safe trip back to Queensland, and then up to, of course, Cairns for next week's clash with the Dockers, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
No worries, boys. Appreciate it. Enjoy night.
Thanks, well done, Zane. Zane Cordy joining us here. Good to talk with the Ocean Grove
Straight
product.
Straight down the line, sort of arrangement, isn't he, Zane? There's no frills.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.